foolishness, people. Absolute foolishness. Just running rampant in DFW real estate right now. Lots of people making big, might I say dumb, mistakes in Dallas-Fort Worth right now. I'm looking at you, home buyers. I'm looking at you. I love you. But just a lot of kind of lazy thinking right now that's hurting people, right? So we're going to try to help you with that today. This is one of those things. Full price Courtney is going to have to unmute the mic and get involved, because this is one of those things where people want to sound the alarm that realtors just always say buy. But if you're a buyer right now, we're going to talk today on this show about if you are ready, why you should buy and stop waiting. We'll get to it just a second.
After I tell you about Patrick Gleros and his team with Cardinal Financial. If you are looking to get a mortgage, refinance, if you just have questions, reach out to Patrick and he will be able to hook you up. He'll be able to help you out. Just go to patrickgleros.com, G-L-A-R-O-S, patrickgleros.com. NMLS number 308804972-386-1231, patrickgleros.com.
If you forget any of that stuff, just go to the main website, toddramontiteam.com. Click on the radio tab. That's on mobile, tablet, devices of any kind. And you'll find Patrick and any of the other pros that we talk to here on the show. Patrick's my guy. Probably ought to be your guy. PatrickGleros.com for all your mortgage needs. Okay, here's the thing. Let's just get right to it. No burying the lead. No hiding the punchline. Courtney, you're always concerned that all realtors always say, always buy.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's what I'm going to say right now. Mm-hmm. Waiting to buy right now is terribly expensive. But if you want to wait, that's fine. Like sure. if you're a full price kind of girl and you actually don't want a better price on a house, we'll be here whenever you're ready. No pressure from us. But if you want the facts, these are the facts. Right now, buyer demand is still what we would call artificially low for the size of our economy, size of our population, the historical averages of transactions per year and price growth. Our values are still growing, but they're growing slower than they have in a year-over-year average for like the last 10, 12, 13 years. There's less buyers competing, and sellers at this exact moment are slightly less confident than they normally would be. That's like a perfect scenario for a buyer, except that mortgage rates aren't as low as they were. Historically, they're still pretty good in the sixes, but they were in the threes. And so people can't wash that out of their brain. And the payment's obviously more. That's annoying. We acknowledge all of this. But here's what is almost certain to happen like any second now that it's basically March and basically spring is what I mean. Okay. So that switch flips. People start buying shorts when they go out to the store to buy clothes. We're past the winter stuff. We're thinking about spring break. We're thinking about summer plans. And all of a sudden, very rapidly, the attitude changes. All those buyers that kind of got really motivated in December and then again really motivated in early January, but keep creeping back onto the fence, onto the couch, keep falling back into, I'm going to wait. If just a fraction of those buyers begin to do what they almost always do in spring and summer and start to look at more houses and make more offers and buy more homes, then we're going to have a more competitive market. We will see the switch flip instantaneously, like any day now, where sellers will begin to be more confident, less negotiable, more firm, and that's the market buyers are waiting for right now. Now, if you're a buyer and you cannot afford to buy the home that you need right now, I'm not talking to you. That's clearly, if you can't financially afford the home, stay where you are or keep saving or hope something changes, right? That's not a great, super fun place to be, but that's a smart choice in that. But if you and your family and your finances are ready and you can move now, move now. Otherwise, the cost of waiting is not good, not fun. You'll look back on it later, like many, many have since 2021, and think, dang it, I thought waiting was smart and I wish I would have just made the decision then.
Well, what are we, like, okay, I get frustrated now at this because it feels like we've been having this same conversation for over 2 years. Like, I don't understand what people that are like, I'm waiting, for what?
Well, the answer, and look, we'll play devil's advocate. Many of their answer is lower interest rates.
And okay, so what's the difference between 6.5 and 6.2? Well, hey, it's like pennies.
It's 0.03%. But the point is, to what you're saying is, okay, so you're gonna it may be $119 per month less, but you just had to pay $12,000 more for your house. So it's going to cost you 12 years now.
While also building equity and having more equity right at the end of the year than you would have.
And the big thing that many people underestimate is being in that house. The non-financial value of, my kids are getting older and we wanted that house for this stage of life, and we've waited through half of that stage of life. And we're not trying to scare you. We've been here 20 years this year as a team. I've been doing this for almost 25. We will be here whenever you are ready. Happy to earn your trust, be your chosen expert, and help you get into an incredible home at the best possible price. We're just telling you, prices are getting worse for you.
I'm telling you, I've been out there with a friend looking for a house, and Todd is not wrong. Like, that is the energy. And again, I think it is very important to clarify. We're talking to you if you're ready.
Yeah.
If you are ready, then the time is now. Hustle.
And if you're not ready, that's okay. We're not trying to make you feel bad. I've been there where I wanted to make a move at a certain point and just couldn't. And then on some of the transactions I've got my eyes on for investment purposes right now, I'm so annoyed that I'm still waiting, but I feel like it's the right choice to wait. But if you are buying the home you're going to live in, and you have a need, a want, or just a strong desire, like, that home would be a better environment for my family and me. We would enjoy it more. It'd be a better long-term decision, a better school district, better commute, whatever that is. Waiting right now is very costly. And it has been almost at any point in the entire history of DFW real estate. And we're not saying prices always go up. We are saying prices almost always go up. That's just a statistical truth. We're also saying there is value and consideration outside of just cost and monthly payment. Don't do something that's going to get you in a financial burden, that's going to harm your family. Clearly, that's the disclaimer. But beyond that, if you're waiting because you think you're going to outsmart and outtime the market, no one's really been doing that. We can help you customize a strategy for any market at any time. Make that phone call today, 214-310-0008. You'll reach the Todd Tremonti Home Selling Team. We'll get you on the phone with either Ian or one of our full-time, dedicated, world-class real estate professionals. No part-time, nobody winging it, nobody just like got their license out of a Cracker Jack box and is trying to, quote, do a deal or do you a favor. These are full-time pros that we have hand-selected and trained ourselves. Then you can make a decision. That call is free. Actually, that whole first strategy session, 30 to 90 minutes with one of our specialized dedicated pros, isn't going to cost you anything, but is going to help you get a game plan in place, a strategy in place, so that you can sleep well at night and understand, is it going to be expensive if I wait, or am I waiting for a reason, or should I not wait because I can actually get a much better deal than I ever thought right now? Now, one quick nugget for sellers. If you're a seller right now, you want to pay attention to this buyer attitude, because the best time for you to be selling is when there's some optimism and some movement from buyers. And we anticipate that literally in the next number of days, as the calendar has rolled into March and as people start thinking, oh, okay, it's that time, whether we like it or not, we don't, most people default to a spring summer mentality. That's what the media reinforces. That's what accountants typically reinforce. Most agents and brokers reinforce. We believe there's a strategy at any time. But the momentum, the energy, the focus is here. And you want to take advantage of it as a seller as well. Now, if you're a seller and you have a reason to be more patient, don't stress. I think being a patient seller right now is totally fine. But also being prepared. If you want to sell in the next 3, 4, 5, 6 months, next year, really the next 90 days is probably highly likely to be your home run period. Anything could change. But that's our educated guess. We're usually pretty darn good about these things.
Two things. One important, and the second one less important. Okay?
Okay.
I'll go with most important first. Cool. Imagine if you really could get a license out of a Cracker Jack box. I don't just mean like a real estate license. Imagine if you could be like a doctor or something.
Wait. Huh? Let me just talk to Courtney for a second.
Yeah.
He said that was the important one.
What
could the next one be?
Something about soccer.
Now let me pause for a second and talk back with
about
Ian.
Real estate.
Hang tight, Courtney. Oh, wow. This one's for Ian. You have a license.
Yeah.
Let's be really honest.
Yep.
Scale of 1 to 10, how difficult was it to get your real estate license? 10 being like insurmountable. 1 is like you literally breathed on a mirror to verify you're alive.
Ooh.
We'll give it a solid 3.
Yeah. I think, you know, somewhere in that range. That's the point about getting a license out of a Cracker Jack box is there is a barrier to entry, but it's very low. And then there's a barrier to being successful, and it is very high. Many, many, many real estate agents that are presenting themselves as successful are not. The data, and it's been hard to verify, so let me confess that this data I have not been able to perfectly pinpoint, but it's in the range that 72% of real estate agents in 2024 sold 0 houses.
It's tough.
Which means you got people that are driving around in a nice looking car, they're dressing the part, they're wearing the magnet or whatever, and they're not even actively a real estate pro. They haven't sold or transacted anything. They don't know much or if anything about the current market because they haven't participated in mm-hmm. it. Now, I'm not ridiculing somebody that's working hard and struggling right now, but it is true, whether we like it or not, that that person is not an expert in this market because they're not active in this market. We respect the hustle. We respect getting that license. We respect that it's not as easy for everyone. We have found really smart, really fun, really hardworking, really committed, really servant-hearted people on our team. And you can speak with them at no cost. You can have a 30 to 90 minute free strategy session to find out if this is the right time for you or if it is wise to wait. If as a buyer, you should hurry, hurry, hurry. If as a seller, you should move now or be patient. Or if you're just looking to like remodel or improve your house or protest your taxes, how to get a local, full-time, specialized expert assistance, 214-310-0008 or
DutchMoneyTeam.com.
All right, just to put a bow on the interest rate piece, this was the second thing. Still important, but I thought it was less important than the Cracker Jack. I looked up how much you're going to save on a half a percentage point on interest rates. If you're waiting for a half a percentage point to come down, it's like $200.
On what price house?
I said $500,000.
Okay.
So $500,000, half a percent, they said around $208 a month, around $75,000 across the 30-year mortgage term. It's not, I mean, that's significant.
Yeah. Not 75. Nothing.
Yeah. Exactly.
So let's.
But let me say it this way. Let's say you go ahead and you do it, right? Best case scenario, interest rates come all the way down and you get to refinance, but at least you got locked into the house that you wanted and all that other stuff.
At today's price.
Yes. Also, best case scenario, let's say prices or mortgage rates don't go down. Mm-hmm. They go up.
Mm-hmm. Which they have.
Which they have. You're locked into the best price that you could have got.
Yep.
There is no like negative scenario in terms of what you do when you get locked in unless you're doing it to price yourself out, like unless you're doing it to be unaffordable.
Go ahead.
I have a question about refinancing.
Yes.
I feel like that gets thrown around all the time.
Yep.
How easy is that to do? How often can I do it?
Okay, couple of quick general answers because there's differences for which loan programs and your credit score and your income and all that stuff. But generally speaking, you can refinance annually. I wouldn't recommend it, but you could once this year and again next year and again the following. There are other types of loans people do, like a home equity line of credit or a portfolio loan. So that's not a universal answer, but generally speaking, you could refinance your mortgage annually if you needed to. I mean, hopefully no one's doing that every single year. The other thing that I thought you were going to ask is there's a cost to refinancing for sure. So it's not like this is free. Some banks will offer you like a free refi within 18 months. Sometimes that is as presented, where it's truly a no-cost refi, but very rarely is that at no cost. You're going to pay some fees. But right now, for example, let's say you're at a 7% rate, and to Ian's point, it does drop to 5. 2 percentage points is a big deal. You might then say, okay, it's worth $10,000 or $12,000 of cost to refinance that because I'm going to save $500 or $600 a month. So I'll pay that back in a year. And then everything after that is big time savings. So you could build it into the transaction where you don't have to come out of pocket, or you could come out of pocket and then see every single month your budget is hundreds and hundreds of dollars more favorable and you're building equity faster. That's another part of it is that, yes, your payment is there every month, whether it's higher, lower, or the same. But what percentage of that is actually paying off what you owe versus just paying interest on the loan? So to be the devil's advocate there, I would say, man, $205 is real money, but what's the trade-off?
Right.
Right. Would I be willing to pay $205 more now versus waiting? And I got a half percentage point lower, but I had to pay $25,000 more. So maybe I didn't actually come out ahead at all, or I only came out ahead $62 a month. And then I might be really upset that I waited. So there is no one size fits all. There's no magic. We are just trying to bang the gong of mortgage rates are only one factor of buying. The price of the house is at least, if not way more important of a factor. Housing availability is a factor. It was 3 years ago that people were crying in the streets that there just weren't that many good houses available because there weren't that many houses available at all, and everyone had 15 offers on it. I'm not saying we're going back there, but I think we may move, you know, a tick or two on the dial back towards that during this spring and summer.
All right, I have a listing that I found. It was actually a news article about it because this is the second highest priced home in Dallas.
Okay.
Love your thoughts on it.
All right.
Because everybody would like to sell this, I'm assuming.
Right? I would.
Okay.
I
think. 6 bedrooms, 7 bathrooms, 6.5. Huh? It says
6 half baths.
It says 6 bedrooms, 7 bathrooms, and 6 half bathrooms.
Right.
Across 23,114 square feet, $32.5 million.
Millions. Real quick, Courtney, how many humans do you think live in this house?
Probably 3.
That's a biggin. That's what we call here in Texas. That's a biggin. Would they have said that in Louisiana?
A biggin.
A biggin. That's a biggin. That'll do. That dog will hunt. Okay, here's the thing.
There's one house listed for more. It's known as the White House of Dallas.
Yeah.
$40 million.
Over on White Rock, I think. Okay, so listen up, folks. Lean in. Here's what I have to tell you. That's actually not the type of property we specialize in, so I'm not going to opine about it other than to say those are super fun to look at. They're really fun to be in. This is an absolutely gorgeous house. We are not minimizing the value or beauty of this house. It's just always kind of funny when you have 13 bathrooms and you're like, what? We're past need. You know, this isn't like, this is what our family needs. This is like, this is what we enjoy and probably entertain in, which is what I love to do with my home. So, but first let me just say this. That's not the kind of property we specialize in. I've never sold a $32 million home in my life. We sell almost everything we've ever sold is less than $7 million, and the majority of what we sell is like $400,000 to $2.5 million. And that's where we specialize. And this is the value of specialization, right? So if you're an owner of a $40 million home, call us. We'd be happy to help you find the right person to market and sell that home. And maybe if it's a home on some land or if it's in one of our wheelhouse neighborhoods, maybe we are the best person for you. But the chances are, if you have like a wildly unique home, you need a specialist. You're not looking for the real estate agent you know the best or the real estate agent that sells some houses in your neighborhood. You're looking for someone with a unique ability, a true understanding of who the most likely buyer for that home is, and a customized marketing plan to get this property in front of that perfect buyer to get that deal done. Now, our example of that would be if you said, hey, we're looking for a great neighborhood, great school district, great location. That's what we do all day, every day. Now, the bullseye of our target is if you said to me, hey, we've got $1 million and or we can borrow that, and we have a nice house in a nice neighborhood, but we're trying to get out on like 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 acres. We want some room for the kids to play. We want to put a shop out back. We want to raise some chickens because egg prices are crazy. You know, we want to work out of the house and play at the house and entertain at the house. Then I'm going, okay, cool. Nobody in DFW does that as well as we do it. Nobody. It just doesn't happen. We specialize in it. We've been doing that for a long, long, long time. We have a homes on land division on our team, neighborhood division, homes on land division. Give us a call. We will help you make that dream a reality. Now, obviously, if you said, I have one of those and I want to sell it, I would tell you we have a whole buyer's list of people that want to buy them. And we specialize. We have a 7-step proprietary marketing system customized to that property type, understanding access, ingress, egress, wells, solar, fencing, you know, all of the unique aspects of an acreage property that are different and those that are the same, septic, and just on and on and on and on. So give us a call if that is your dream. If you are interested in our areas of specialization, which are neighborhoods that people love to live in across DFW, and small acreage properties with half acre, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, up to 10 or so, whatever. We can do almost any size, but we specialize in the homes that you would call a really big backyard. It's not a working farmer ranch. And if that's something you desire or you dream of, or you have a friend or family member that keeps talking about it, Courtney and I talk about this all the time. It is so much more achievable than you probably think. If you're sitting on your back patio feeling like, this yard is so disappointing, I want room for the kids to roam. I want to be able to grow some things or raise some things or store some things or have more things, have more space to work, to play, to grow, for privacy. Pick up the phone right now and call 214-310-0008. Or you can text it 214-310-0008. We have a whole YouTube channel about homes on land. We have a whole other channel about DFW areas and neighborhoods and all those things. Just call, just reach out. We're not going to beat you over the head. We're not going to be telling you that you got to sign a bunch of paperwork until you're ready to, for us to be your leader and your guide and your advocate. But for now, if you're dreaming of buying or selling a home in a neighborhood that you're proud to live in, or a home, buying or selling a home with a really big backyard, we should talk. We should help get you some resources, understand your opportunities, when the best timing would be. I don't care if you're 5 weeks, 5 months, 5 years out. We're going to be here. We've been here 20 years this year. We're going to be here another 20 years. So we are not in a hurry to twist your arm, but we are in a hurry for you to sleep a little bit better at night, knowing that you have a plan and that you're not winging it, or you're not waiting until the kids graduate to put the plan together, or waiting until, you know, you're at a certain age or you get a certain promotion or whatever. Let's have a plan in place so you know exactly what you're going to do, so that you're really comfortable, you're really excited instead of nervous or anxious in any way. If you have a desire to buy or sell a home in a great DFW neighborhood, or with a big backyard and room to play and room for privacy, call us right now, 214-310-0008. Or you can text 214-310-0008. You can always just go online, by the way, anytime.
DutchReminderTeam.com.
If you happen to be catching this on the podcast or on YouTube, you can usually comment or click a link or whatever. But if you just Google my name, Todd Tremonti, spell it as best you can, you're going to find many, 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 many ways to contact us. Just do whatever's comfortable for you. If you don't want to talk to somebody yet, fill out a form or use the chat bot or whatever all that stuff is. There's so many easy ways to find us. We are not looking to twist your arm and speed up your timeline, but we are looking to help you sleep a little better at night, have a great game plan, and really enjoy whatever is next in your real estate world. So hang with us. By the way, when we come back from the break, we're going to talk about one of my absolute favorite regions of DFW, meaning one of my favorite areas of DFW that I believe, as a matter of fact, I know for a fact, is wildly underestimated, wildly undervalued. And as a matter of fact, it's somewhat just kind of underknown, understood, under acknowledged. So when we come back, I'm going to talk about an entire region, an entire area of DFW where I think there's big time opportunity for families, for individuals, for investment, for your primary residence, for secondary investments, for recreation, for massive economic and residential growth, and some really interesting business opportunities as well as residential. Obviously, we typically talk about residential, but some big business opportunities there as well. We'll talk about that right after the break. If you don't know what your house is worth right now, you need to go to ToddTremontiTeam.com, click on the home valuation tab, find out in under a minute. We'll be right back after this with more DFW Real Estate with Todd Tremonti. Welcome back, party people. Welcome back. What area is it? What region of DFW were we talking about before the break when I said it's one of my absolute favorite areas of DFW and has been for well over a decade? And I can get into some conversations about favorite areas in DFW. And on the one hand, I have to be careful because we as licensed professionals in real estate can't steer or drive people to one area, but I can certainly tell you my favorites, and we can certainly tell you how to achieve your goals and not make my goals your goals and all those things. We can navigate all that ethically, but I'm one of those people that if there's a part of town I've never been, I feel physically compelled to go there. Right. So I might be dropping my kids off at a birthday party or something, and I'm like, you know what? I've never been back behind that Walmart. I want to know what's back. So
nothing good is ever behind a Walmart, Todd.
That's hurtful. And you know why, but we're not going to say it publicly. No, go ahead.
Nothing good happens after midnight, and nothing
especially
good
behind a Walmart
after the street lights come on. True. I didn't mean like by the dumpsters. I meant like in the area of town back there. Anyway,
okay.
The point is, I'm an explorer of neighborhoods. Like, I need to know, and there are some gems, just secret little pockets. There's this incredible neighborhood in Fairview that I think is maybe the coolest neighborhood in all of DFW. That's not what I'm talking about right now, though. There's a part of like Weatherford Mineral Wells that's one of the coolest areas in all of North Texas. There's an area in Lake Highlands, one block, that I'm like, man, this is like, you just wouldn't think this is here. And on that note, people are sleeping. People are, I want to use the term ignorant, not in a negative way. People just don't know how cool the east side of Lake Levan is. Levan Lake, okay? Now, look, I know some people just rolled their eyes. Don't change the dial. I'm telling you, there is glory past the lake.
And now this.
Farmersville, Nevada. Princeton is not to the east of the lake, but it's getting out there nearby. You've got just barely to the west, you've got Wiley, and Princeton is kind of west and north. You got this whole region over there really around the whole lake. Wiley's fairly well known. People think of Parker, but go a little farther to Princeton, okay? And then past the lake, you could be over in Nevada. It's not Nevada. The people of Nevada call it Nevada.
Who decided that?
I don't know.
Tomato.
Well, go down to Waxahachie and call it Waxahachie and watch people look at you, okay? You got to get it right, right? People from Louisville call it Louisville, right?
Why is it not Louisville?
Where are you from?
Baton Rouge.
Okay, but how do people say that dumb?
Baton Rouge.
Baton Rouge. Anyway, that's French. The point is, get to know these areas a little better because there's some really cool stuff going on. So take Nevada, for example. You've got a bunch of new construction. You are going to get more house and more lot for your money than almost any other place that is equidistant to downtown Dallas or equidistant to a Mavs game or a Cowboys game or a Stars game or a theater performance or things like that. You go straight out 78 through Garland, Wiley, Saxe, you get into Dallas, you get into George Bush. I mean, you got so many options for where you want to get and how you want to get there. It's just really underappreciated. Is it as robust as Frisco? No. But you could make that commute as quick, if not quicker, and probably save $50,000 or $60,000 on your land value, your purchase price of your house. Now, as you make your way up between Nevada and Farmersville, you've got a bunch of little bitty communities that used to be kind of secondary lake communities that are becoming primary residential area. I mean, there have been primary residences there forever, but I just mean you're seeing more and more development of good-looking, well-built, nice homes in the 300s, not the 600s. And you can still be downtown at a good time of day in 30 minutes, other parts of day 40, 45, right? And you have everything you need around you in Wiley, Saxe, Murphy, Parker, Lucas, Princeton, all those things. Now, to the north side, you get up into Farmersville. We'll talk a little bit more about that later in the show, but Farmersville's got more and more and more to offer all the time. Then you hit Princeton, which is developing at such a fast rate, they've had to pause development for a while. And then before you know it, you're sitting in downtown McKinney, on the east side of McKinney, with all sorts of charm. Bounce over to the west side of McKinney, you bleed into Frisco, and you got Austin Ranch and incredible neighborhoods and all that. But to go back to the Levan Lake area, the lake itself, great fishing lake, kind of a quiet, not known for any one massive attribute, but it's got great bass fishing, by the way. It's a clean Corps of Engineers lake where you may own a quarter of an acre. You may have half an acre of Corps of Engineers land that you can access and use. You just can't build on between you and the lake. But it's not like a boathouse lake where a bunch of people are building on the water. So because of that, I think it's just underestimated. It's undervalued. It's not talked about enough. This is a very, very cool area of DFW. A, simply to own real estate and live. And then B, especially to own some larger lot real estate and have an edge of DFW lifestyle with access to everything you could want in DFW.
I have a question. And this is a question from me.
Sure.
So a lake like that when I think of lakes in places like vacation type places, yep. you're going to be able to rent boats and skidoos and things like that. Can you do that type of thing on?
Yes. So my family and I have rented boats on Levon Lake and gone tubing with the kids and had the picnic lunch in June before it's 1,000 degrees when it's only 900. I've personally done that. There's a marina out there. There are campgrounds out there. And if you time it right, it would be my preferred lake for a family camp out, because you're not going to have a bunch of people drinking and skiing and competing for space on the lake. It's a quiet fishing lake. It's not in an area that's like overly celebrated, but this is me telling you, it might be in 5 or 10 years. McKinney Airport has got approval. They're going to add a terminal. There's going to be more passenger flights. I believe this quadrant is going to grow like crazy. I'm looking to make investments in this area. I would strongly consider living further out and getting more land and enjoying the charm that is probably slowly slipping away as it becomes a more and more populated area. But there's also some people who have very high opinions of some of the smaller town benefits, but you're starting to get the bigger town resources. And so it's a cool area, man. It wasn't that long ago that McKinney and Frisco were on that outer edge and these things were happening. Sherman, Salina, you know, Weatherford used to feel like it was just forever and away from DFW. Now it's like the outer ring where acreage property is a beautiful option. That's what we're talking about in this Lake Levon corridor. West side of the lake, people tend to know better, right? Wiley, Parker, Lucas, even parts of Princeton. It's lesser known about Nevada and Farmersville and some of those smaller towns in between. I'm raising the warning flag that you probably have a 5-7 year window to get out there while it's still relatively affordable. Before that is obviously 30 to 40 minutes from all the action and of the value that other places that are 30 to 40 minutes from the action. There's some great neighborhoods out there. Like master planned, fully integrated neighborhoods with elementary schools, junior highs, incredible swimming and activity complexes. This is a very cool region that people just don't know enough about. If you'd be interested in learning more or buying or selling a home in that area, give us a call, 214-310-0008. Somebody at the Todd Tremonti Home Selling Team will take you for a tour or show you some videos or talk you through some things or jump on a Zoom and show you some properties and pricing and what the pace of that market is. That's what we call a free strategy session. It doesn't cost you anything. You don't have to sign anything, but you get 30 to 90 minutes of one of our full-time, world-class, dedicated professionals' time. You get 30 to 90 minutes of their time. They can answer all your questions, probably suggest some questions that you don't know to be asking yet and get you those answers, and then go do some research with you or for you and help you prepare to buy, invest, sell, or just be more informed. If you need that, call 214-310-0008. If you have a friend or a family member that you think might benefit from a free strategy session, maybe do a mutual text introduction, 214-310-0008. And then real quick, it's never too early to have that conversation. But sadly, most people do wait too late. And so then they're in crunch time and they're thinking impulsively and they're not able to evaluate as many opportunities, have as many options. They have to choose quickly, fewer choices, less financially advantageous. So call or text for a free strategy session at 214-310-0008.
Actually had a buddy do that with me and one of his friends not too long ago, and then just connected them with Grady, and he did a Zoom consultation with them last Tuesday of nice. Just like, hey, what are the beginning questions, right? Yeah. This is going to be a towards the end of the year thing, but he wanted to be informed and he wanted to be able to ask questions and do all that. And yeah, Grady did that.
So he
last
gets
Tuesday.
To spend the next 7, 8, or 9 months knowing what he's planning on doing,
yeah,
picking up some info, crafting the strategy, maybe driving some neighborhoods,
connecting with Patrick, making yeah. sure that he's got all of his ducks in a row for all that stuff. And that should be, you know, that should be where a lot of people begin, is yeah. making that intro.
Even in the prep period, even in the waiting period, you have a leader, a guide, an advocate, maybe multiple around real estate, finance, inspection, remodel. The more time you give yourself, the more relaxing and successful this is going to be. And that's like a 99% certainty. So if we can help you or a friend with a free strategy session, completely free, call or text 214-310-0008.
Connect with Patrick Gleros for any of your mortgage needs and questions. Patrick Gleros is with ABC Bank, and they can just do a ton of stuff for you when it comes to getting a mortgage, refinancing, all sorts of stuff. PatrickGleros.com is going to be your first stop. PatrickGleros.com, G-L-A-R-O-S, PatrickGleros.com. And then let me also tell you about DP Lambert with Goosehead Insurance. That's who you're going to want to connect with for anything to do with your home insurance, your auto insurance. If you haven't shopped it recently, do so. You might be stunned at what you can save. And if for some reason DP can't save you, he's going to give you advice on where you should go or what you should do. And he's just, he's that type of guy. He's going to be straight up and honest with you. DP.Lambert, L-A-M-B-E-R-T, DP.Lambert at goosehead.com, 214-614-8595. And as always, toddtremontyteam.com. Click on the radio tab and you can find all the recommended pros and vendors there.
Yep. Before this next question, I do want to talk about really quickly how excited I am as like just the idea of spring starts to bloom. I've got strawberries, raspberries, and blackberries inside my house on the windowsill that my wife is like, please take them outside. I'm like, listen, last frost, I'm ready to go. Like the engine's running, I'm in sprint pose, but it just hasn't been time to run yet. But I get so excited. Yesterday we were outside squeegeeing off the pickleball court, and I'm shout out to goodgaragefloors.com for turning a funky concrete slab into a really good looking pickleball, volleyball, foursquare, basketball, tennis, roller skating. We had the community group over this weekend and we used it for every single one of those reasons in like 1 hour span. So if you want to clean up your concrete slab, your pool deck, your garage floors, your concrete services, goodgaragefloors.com obviously does garages, but it can do all those other services as well, goodgaragefloors.com. But as I start thinking about spring, you know, Courtney, I start thinking about the backyard. And I want the grass thick. I want the lighting right. I want people to be ready to sit out around the fire pit. Let's cook out there more. I had Carter, my son, make wings the other night all by himself out there, turning him into a little grill master. It is backyard time, y'all. I like the winter, but there are parts of the winter where it's too wet, it's too gunky, but it is time. A little more sun in the sky, a little less clouds. Let's get out there and enjoy it. And if that's something you want to do, I want to revisit the area we just talked about around Levon Lake, but I want to hyper-focus. Let's get it in the sights. I want to talk about Farmersville. So, Courtney, we talked a lot about this last week. When you think of Farmersville, what do you think about? As someone that lives, quote unquote, in town.
Yeah, it sounds like it's far.
Yep.
And Farmersville. Yeah. I mean, I'm thinking not like just like county roads and.
Yep.
I mean.
Now, you ready for the reality?
Yeah.
380 literally goes through Farmersville. So you've got main road access. You can be in Princeton and like less than 10 minutes, and I'm in Kinney in 15. You can be at 75 and 15, maybe 20 on bad traffic day. It's on 78. So basically you're on the same main road that goes through Nevada, Wiley, Saxe, Garland, Dallas. I mean, it is so easy to get to. Yet it maintains this little charming kind of downtown vibe. Think like a Wiley, not quite as big as McKinney, but same kind of feel, cobblestone streets. And then, man, I just don't talk to anyone that lives in Farmersville and doesn't like it. I have talked to some people that moved out there for some land and decided to move back in. That's fine. People are doing that kind of thing in both directions all the time. But Farmersville is a very cool town that is experiencing some growth. It's like a few thousand core residents in the town. Of course, the community expands bigger than that. There's one neighborhood going in right now, actively being built right now, that's going to double the population of Farmersville.
Where are those kids going to school?
Farmersville High School.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
They have a school?
Can you believe it?
Now, careful the way you talk about them, because they're good people, Courtney.
Well, I just wasn't sure what the high school vibe was.
Yeah. It's also where Universal Transformers is located, our family business.
They've got some employment centers, and they have more. It's becoming, I wouldn't say a massive, but it's becoming a pretty recognized like virtual work hub for a lot of people that live in that region, 10 minutes outside of that even, on more like 3, 4, 5 acres or 10 acres. And then they're popping into Farmersville for their groceries and their occasional, rented office space meeting kind of stuff like that. It's super cool. It's very fun. It's certainly a little town, but it's not like a new small town on the edge. Farmersville's been a known town for a while. It is the trailhead of one of the longest non-motorized trails in all of North Texas. It goes all the way up through Caddo and basically up to Oklahoma. It's a really cool trail. Literally, you should look that up. It would be fun to take the kids on like a long picnic bike ride or hike or something from there. They do festivals really well. They've got a lot of cool small town fun things that are done well. Right before Valentine's, they had a chocolate walk up there. You walk the whole downtown and every place you go, you get like unique different chocolates and things. Fun. It's really cool. That great burrito place downtown. It's a cool place to live in Farmersville and then just kind of like within that 10-15 minute drive of Farmersville. 380s being kind of reworked there to being a larger, wider thoroughfare through there. So it's going to be easier to get to and quicker to get to. And with the new terminal at the McKinney Airport, I think more people and more businesses are going to be willing to be another 10 minutes out, another 15 minutes out, and have access to those things. So whether you're investing or wanting to live, in a smaller, a little slower pace of life or a little more land, let us know. 214-310-0008. You'll be talking to the Todd Tremonti home selling team, one of our full-time, fully dedicated, world-class experts in real estate. Can help you buy out there, can help you sell out there. There's big new neighborhoods with traditional quarter-acre type lots, or we can help you go get 3, 4, 5 acres for the same price you could get your neighborhood lot in some of the main parts of town. Now, there's similar communities on the Fort Worth side, but that's the one we kind of wanted to focus on today and just make sure people are aware that Farmersville is very cool. It's growing up, but it still has that small town charm and some really neat local community energy. But it's growing. Now might be the time to enjoy that for one more generation or one more decade. Also might be a great place to buy some real estate that's going to go up in value almost certainly. So there you go, folks. That's Farmersville, Texas. We're big fans. If you're not thinking small town, if you're not thinking acreage property, but you're interested in a neighborhood that you and your friends have thought about living in for a while, you want to be in that neighborhood because of the schools or because of the commute or because of the homes or because of the lot size or whatever the case is. Look, we specialize in basically two main things: neighborhood homes that you're excited about living in and small acreage properties that you're excited about living in. Give us a call, 214-310-0008. That's 214-310-0008 or toddtremontiteam.com. We have hundreds and hundreds of videos with educational information about those different areas, about those different property types, about the process of selling and maximizing your home value or buying and minimizing your cost, your time, and the drama. You can find us at, just go to toddtremontiteam.com and click the videos tab. That'll get you to the YouTube channel. You can access the podcast. You can access past radio show episodes as well as bonus episodes there. There's a lot going on at the website to get your property value, to help you search all homes on the internet by all real estate brokerages. You could find out your home buyer readiness score. You could find your home seller readiness score. You could even find out if Texas is a fit for you. We have scorecards and quizzes you can take. And of course, if you're like, don't want to tinker around on the website and you just want to talk to someone that can help you, call 214-310-0008 for any of your DFW real estate needs for residential real estate. That's 214-310-0008.
Hey, Courtney, if somebody wanted to know what their house was worth, what should they do?
Go to homevalue.com.
That's home, money team.
I don't know what you're going to find at homevalue.com.
I don't know, because it's not ours.
Yeah, you can go to totalmoneyteam.com where you can click on home valuation. Okay. Or you could go to valuethishouse.com.
That's what I was looking for.
And in less than a minute, you will be able to find out what your home would sell for, rent for, equity, all sorts of good stuff. TorchMoneyTeam.com. Click on the home valuation tab. Don't go to homevalue.com.
Value this house.
Great job, Ian. I remember one time, a marketing minute for our audience. We talked many, many times about how many different websites and domains we have. But on this show, we just give you one so you can remember it. So it's easy. And if you forget ToddTremontiTeam.com and you don't go directly to ToddTremontiTeam.com, you're very highly likely to end up on something Todd Tremonti related. And It will help you get where you want to get. You could just Google Todd Tremonti, or you could go to ToddTremontiTeam.com. But either way, you are like almost guaranteed to find us and all of those resources. Now, we do have many, many, many other sites with specific targeted values like ValueThisHouse.com or many other things. But we just want to make it very easy for you to either Google Todd Tremonti or go to ToddTremontiTeam.com. That way, you can find out what your house is worth. You can find out what kind of cash offer you could get. You could track your home equity. You could search all homes for sale by all agencies and brokerages in DFW. You could find out if you're ready to buy, if you're ready to sell, if you're a fit for moving to Texas. You could share all of that with your friends or family absolutely free at ToddTremontiTeam.com.
Here's what I just did. I gave Courtney a baseball bat.
You teed it.
I got a T-ball stand. I put the ball on the stand.
Might I say you put like a giant softball on it?
Sure.
Yeah.
And then she hit the rubber part halfway down and the ball just
hard.
Fell.
No, she swung hard. You're right. She broke the tee. She hit it about a foot low, but we still love her. We love the full price, Courtney. Listen, folks, if you are thinking about buying or selling a home or refinancing a home or in any way transferring the ownership of any real estate, you're going to need a title company here in the state of Texas in almost every one of those situations. And when you need a title company, you absolutely need a good title company. Like, you can't afford a bad title company. Republic Title is as good as it gets, folks. If I'm buying or selling a house, I want to be closing at Republic Title. I would honestly prioritize the Richardson office, but they've got great offices all throughout the Metroplex. They're the leader in DFW title. They hire the best. They train the best. They're wonderful and kind people, but not just nice people. They get the job done. They do it right. They've got their own in-house title processing. They're going to handle your HOA information. They got a great website with free tools and resources for estimating your title cost, your title fees, helping you understand what title insurance is and all those things. When you're thinking about transferring ownership as a buyer, a seller, or you're refinancing, go to republictitle.com. Tell your agent Republic Title is who you want. Now, if you're thinking about any of those things, buying, selling, refinancing, a neighborhood home, a home on land with a big backyard, big lot, big front yard maybe even, we need to talk. Don't wait and just like bear the uncertainty and confusion of who knows what's going to happen. It's free. We call it a free strategy session. Have that conversation now. 30 to 90 minutes with one of our full-time dedicated world-class pros who specialize in only buying or only selling, only Dallas side, only Fort Worth side, and then partner with two or three of our specialists. So you've got like a whole team, like a legal team, helping you knock it out of the park. Even if you're a year or two away, that's fine. Have the conversation today with the Todd Tremonti Home Selling Team. You cannot start that conversation too early. Sadly, too many people have it too late. If we can help you in any way, it's ToddTremontiTeam.com. And hey, don't forget,
Google Todd Tremonti and check out over 700 five-star reviews.